I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Today, please gamble responsibly.
Welcome back to the show. Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She's Chelsea Messenger. Guess what? Docs are coming up here in a little bit. I see you looking at the NBA slate and getting more depressed by the second. That's
this
it.
This is true. I'm definitely not feeling great about this bet. But we've talked about this a lot, is that I never feel super confident betting on a league when they just start the season, just because there's not that much data to pull from. And like, we come on the show and we like to have ammo and logic and stats behind our arguments. And it's just when you don't have that much information to draw off of, a lot of it is, hey, trust me, bro, this is what I'm seeing with my eyes. So it is a limited sample size, which sometimes can be statistically inaccurate if you're trying to expand it over a season. So it's just one of those things where I'm going to give a bet, but please don't put the mortgage on it because I don't feel that great about it.
So you don't want me to take your bet today, repost it on X and say, put the mortgage on it. All caps.
I don't know.
Put the mortgage on it.
I would not be surprised if our social team does this, though. Like, sometimes Chelsea, I have a take on things, and, like, they're like, the headline is, Chelsea is hammering the Colts to win the Super Bowl. And it's like, I said the Colts have a chance to win the Super Bowl. So, like, let's not try to church it up. So, please do not take my words out of context. I have a bet on the NBA today, but, again, it is a 2-star out of 5 ranking for my confidence level.
Here's what I'll do. I'll pick up the baton here. You got the Sixers, I believe. I won't give it away. And I'll just say, Chelsea Messenger says Philly to win the NBA title this season. And I'll put, like, clapping emoji. Put it on me. I'll take it. I'll take the heat.
Well, like, I get what they're doing. And, like, you need catchy headlines on social media. And you need to grab people's attention. But, like, sometimes you're like, oh, great. This is a take that I am attached to for the rest of eternity. The internet lives forever, Jinx.
It does. Well, they just delete it. Just be like, delete. That pick never happened. Never, ever happened. That's why I have a perfect record on X. What are you doing today? I got a lot off my plate, so I think I got a haircut and a nap. That's big day for this guy. Huge day.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I think the worst days are when you have a bunch of stuff scheduled. Like, the best is when it's just, like, open and you don't have anything. Because, like, I still have things to do, but I don't have anything that I have to be at a certain time. Right. So, I will probably make something in the crock pot today. I need to go to the bank. Obviously, I'm taking Blake to school. I've got to get her some new winter clothes because winter just came. Just, like, quickly. And here's the thing about kids. They're a different size every year. So it's like, oh, you bought clothes last year. Time to buy them again. So that is kind of annoying, but it's one of those things for kids. And it is fun for them to get a whole new wardrobe.
Sure. Let me ask you this. Is she done playing baseball when we're getting close to the wintertime here? Is that finally wrapped up?
Yeah, that was about a month ago.
Oh,
so
no
way.
So
they haven't had softball in a while.
Whoa. Did she win MVP? The Yoshi of her league? The Shohei?
I mean, they don't even keep score in these games, and they don't have referees. So if that gives you any insight, everyone's an MVP, and everybody gets a trophy.
I was going to say, when I think about that league, everyone's a winner. Everyone. Everyone who participated, I hope they got a trophy, too, because everyone deserves
they
it.
They did.
Good job. Yeah. Oh, good. That's good.
I mean, she's 5. What did you expect?
You know, I can't wait. Her projections are, by the time she's 7, it's scholarship time. It's only a matter of time. Do they hit off a tee or no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, without taking too much time explaining it, it's like they get 3 pitches from the coach, and if they don't hit one of those 3, they go to the tee and they get a cut off the tee.
Okay. I like that. All right. Looking forward to next year. What about Jake's travel team before we get to our bets? Is that still going? Because last time I checked, they were really good. Is that over 2?
Well, Jinx, it's winter.
Like, I don't know.
They don't play in the winter.
Why not?
They don't play in the winter. So, no, that is over as well. Because it's cold.
I know. Well, did they win a title? I need to keep up on these things.
I mean, I don't think so. Like, I don't really keep up that much. Like, they go to tournaments. But, like, with travel ball, it's like, they finished number 23 and, like, whatever. So, it's not...
I got you.
I don't know. It's all, like, weird stuff where it's, like, rankings and things. Yeah. So, it's not... And there's so many associations. They're like, well, we won national champions of Dixie Youth. And we won national champions of AAU.
Yeah.
So, it's one of those things just so parents can brag on Facebook.
I get that. I don't like Dixie Youth. I feel like they've been braggart for a long, long time. And I don't get behind that at all. So, anything but Dixie Youth. Okay. Well, I don't know what the rankings were there in Hendersonville. But let's go 2-0 tonight.
Time to place your bets.
All right, Chelsea. Chelsea Messenger says, hammer this bet. Go ahead.
Here's today's dart throw in the NBA. And, like, bear with me as I get my legs in betting on the NBA. I feel like a wobbly little young deer right now trying to walk. So today's guess is going to be the Sixers, because the Sixers have been great at covering the number this year.
And I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes you can find value on some teams that have been overperforming as relative to expectations. So today, the Sixers getting 10 points on the road at the Cavs. And I understand that the Cavs are a good team. Darius Garland is supposed to return tonight. But this is a lot of points for a team that's 5-1. And I understand that Joel Embiid is not going to play because it's a back-to-back. But the Sixers have a winning record without Joel Embiid playing in games this year. Tyrese Maxey has been playing out of his mind. And here's the other thing. Normally, I'm not a huge fan of playing teams off a back-to-back, but the Sixers are coming off an embarrassing loss to the Bulls, in which they blew like a 20-point lead in this game and lost 113-111. Tyrese Maxey scored 39 points in this game. He will be playing in this game. And they have some other additions to the team. VJ Edgecombe has been a nice surprise coming out of the draft. So I think the Sixers can keep it within double digits against the Cavs tonight, because, again, they have been one of the better covering teams in the NBA, standing at 5-1 against the number. So let's go Philly, and let's hope they can keep it within 10.
All right. Let's go. Let's get a dub. All right. Went 1-0 in the NBA last night. Come on. What if I never bet on the NBA for the rest of the season and I just stayed undefeated and I never let people know, yeah, perfect in the NBA, perfect in the NBA. Maybe that's what I'll do. Who knows? But tonight I'm going back to the ice and I'm being a homer tonight. Caps on the money line. Oh, yeah, minus 150, even better. We've seen some money come in on the Blues. Why? Because the Cavs have been struggling recently. They've lost, what, 4 straight? I'm not worried about it. Tonight's going to be the night that Ovi gets 900. I can feel it in my bones. He's been stuck on 899 for a few games. It's going to happen tonight in front of the home crowd. Logan Thompson in net for the Cavs. 5-3 this season, 1.51 goals against average, and they're taking on a Blues team that is really struggling. They have not won on the road in forever, a few weeks. They're 1-8 in their last 9. So let a little bit of that money come in on St. Louis at plus money, because I am on the team getting the dub tonight as Ovi gets number 900. Caps minus 150 here in D.C.
What are the chances that the local bars actually show this on TV? Because I think the last time I was in town, it was like another milestone for Ovi.
Yeah.
And we were standing there at the bar and you're like, can we please get this on hockey? And they're like, no, it's on like some European reality show. So I know you complain about the local bars all the time. Let's hope they show it for the patrons tonight.
They better. I'm going to lose. I don't care what you have to subscribe to. I don't care what you have to do. But if I come in here again and I see Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants on for the 85th time, it's all the time. That's why I like going to my little bar around the corner, because they know when I walk in, and they're very kind and I've been there forever. I open my mouth, they're like, don't worry, we're getting on ESPN for you. Like something with a game on, or if it's local and I want the Cavs on or the Wizards on, the Mystics on, whatever. Like it's our local teams. And by the way, we're down the street. Like, you can walk to the arena from here. Why is the game not on? That blows my mind. Like, it's almost like this little pocket right around Chinatown. Like, it's on there. But you get outside of that, and it's like, oh, look, Die Hard. I like Die Hard, but I don't want to see that tonight. I want to see the Cavs and Blues. I will complain about this until I'm blue in the face.
Especially when you have to watch it on mute. Like, sports is the perfect thing to watch on mute as opposed to movies. We're like, I wonder what they're saying. I bet that was a funny line there. No, like, I'll even watch, like, reruns of old games where they're like, here's the AFC Championship game from 2021. I'll still look up and watch it.
Yes, exactly. Okay. All right. Yeah, it just feels right. You know, you're in the bar, you got a drink, you're talking with friends, you look up, sports is on. Come on. All right, let's talk with the Donkster here. Then we'll hand it over to Bet Sweats. Donkster, what's going on?
Good morning.
Okay, good morning. What's going on?
Does anyone want to hear my college rankings?
No, no.
Sure. Go ahead.
Number one, Arizona State. Number two, UCLA. Number three, Texas State. Surprise. Number four, Ole Miss.
Mmm.
Donkster, where did you get these rankings? What are they based on?
The hotness meter.
Okay. That's what I thought. I knew when I heard ASU. Right there near the top. Okay. Do you have a bet?
I do. Jazz plus 10.5 in Motown. They call it the Motor City.
Great. So educational. Thank you, Donkster. Right, 1-0 last night, so good for him. Whew. Is Sammy P still alive? What about Joe? Are they still alive? Yeah. He's still around? I don't know. I got to call, text, check in. Check in on your friends if you haven't heard from them in a while. Just make sure you're doing okay. Just a public service message for everybody out there.
Yeah, they're dead to us. Maybe that's a little mean, but like no crosstalk anymore. They don't care to check in on us.
Yeah.
So
what about me? You don't know if I'm doing
okay?
Have you listened to this show? Okay. Guys, we always appreciate the time. That is it for us on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. For the entire crew and Chelsea, I'm Jinx. Have a great day. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.